Wow, week five, and here we go. But, you know, last week we, well, you helped add a new Liberty Eagle. Tell us, before we get any further, tell us a little bit about this new addition to the Liberty Eagle football program.
Yeah, his name is Auden Elway Acklin, mm-hmm. and he was born last Wednesday, 8 pounds, 5 ounces, 21 inches long, and he's doing great. He's sleeping a lot better the past couple nights, so that's made it easier on me and Melissa, but yeah, we're super excited.
Well, I got to take a peek at him last night. What a beautiful, beautiful young man. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Gary.
Well, here we go. The Liberty Eagles last week took on the Ava Bears. That didn't kind of go as planned, but time to refocus, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was just a lot of little things we didn't do well. We obviously didn't tackle well. We didn't cause any turnovers. We didn't execute our offensive game plan in the second half. I mean, we just didn't have any big plays to get some momentum going. So, you know, that's something that you hate to see, and you hate to see your team go through that. But, you know, failure is a great time to learn. So we just got to become stronger as teammates with each other and just a stronger team from it, more knowledgeable, and make sure it doesn't happen again. So
yeah,
that's been our focus.
Water under the bridge. You know, you can't live in yesterday. It's today. And, today we have the Willow Springs Bears that will be coming to the Nest. And what, Willow Springs, they're young. They're not very big.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're struggling. What are you seeing? Because there are some positives. They play hard.
Oh, yeah, they do, and they're disciplined. You know, I think Coach Payne is doing a great job over there. He's a really good guy, and I think he's drawing interest back over there. I mean, you see that with how many young guys he has out there. So I think he's rebuilding this program the way that he wants it.
Yep.
And they have some talent, and they play hard. They're disciplined. They're just, you know, a young core that they're getting used to that Friday night speed. So we definitely have to come out focused and ready to execute.
You know, and every program kind of is going to go through that. There are programs that, you know, Salem, Coach Shukart comes to mind from about 1982 till about 2005.
Yeah.
You know, they were pretty consistent, but they were the largest school. There's only one high school in Dent County, that they got to draw from. But every program is going to kind of go through that cycle where it's time to, you know, reload more so.
For sure.
And that's kind of where Willow's at, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think they're in that reloading, rebuilding process, but they're going to have it figured out pretty soon.
Well, I tell you what, their junior high program is rolling.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I didn't get to watch that game last week, but I heard they got some talent coming up.
Yeah, well, and last night the Liberty 7th, 8th grade was in action. The 7th grade came up short, but the 8th grade, I watched a little bit of it and then left, but you got to stay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, that 8th grade group, they're fun to watch, man. We're excited about them next year. They ended up shutting out Salem last night for a huge win. And, you know, just watching those kids, the way they play together, have fun, give everything they have, it's fun to watch.
You know, I was impressed. I visited with a few of the kids prior to the game, and they're just good kids, you know. And then it's fun for me because some of the names that come back, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when your dad played. but, I mean, there's some great bloodline that's coming up too, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. We have some guys that I watched as a kid, you know, that I looked up to, and I'm going to be able to, coach with your sons here in the future. So it's pretty awesome to see everything come full circle, you know, in a small town like this. So,
yeah.
Well, we're very excited for some of those guys coming up.
Well, this week a practice, good week of practice preparing for the Bears tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, we feel like we had probably the most intense week of practice we've had since the summer. So it's pretty awesome to see the guys ready to respond. You know, they weren't very happy, obviously, with the outcome last week, and we're just kind of ready to get everything on track here. All of our young guys we've been playing, we talked about how our sophomores, you need to start playing like juniors. You have the mindset of a junior. Junior, you guys are now seniors. You know, we got to flip that switch because district is going to be here before we know it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's, I mean, and not taking anything away from anybody, but where we're at right now, it's all about the districts. You want to win every game you play.
Yeah.
You want to win every game. But
yeah, for sure.
The bigger picture, you know, it's one play at a time, it's one moment at a time, one game, all that, that's totally true. But,
yeah.
You know, the film, the feature film is districts, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, like you said, we want to win every game, and the outcomes haven't all came out that way, but the biggest thing you can do is learn from it. Teach your guys what they did wrong and just make sure they understand you do these things, we're not going to win ball games, but if you do it, you know, the right way, you're going to put your team in a better position. And that all leads up to week 10.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some great opponents left on the regular season schedule. So we just got to get some things figured out.
Right on. Well, it all starts tonight, Coach Acklin. Daddy Coach Acklin, you know.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. I'm just so proud.
You
know, we'll see you tonight. And again, that the game tonight will only air on the Fox 96.9, but also live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. So there'll be Cardinal baseball on KUKU, but the Eagles and the Bears will be on the Fox 96.9. Coach Acklin, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, we got more.